This is episode 1906 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. It could be one of the best things you do for yourself all day. This chance to slow down. If you do this consistently every day, even for a few minutes a day, can begin to create new patterns and habits in your life that can actually create new neural pathways in your brain. There's so much more research out there happening every day on the benefits of meditation, especially mindfulness-based meditation. And so whether you're seated meditating as you do these techniques I share with you here on the podcast, or whether you do these techniques as you go about the day, you are still creating positive change in your brain. So, in today's episode, we have reached the final episode of our series this week. We focus on a theme for an entire week. And so you have a 7-part series greeting you each week. Well, the theme for this week's series has been all about your brain's health. You've learned different tips and meditation techniques to support your brain health. Today, let's celebrate, as we do in the final episode of every single series, and that's with a very important special technique that I encourage you to do at least once a week. If you could do this technique daily, you will find yourself improving how you respond to stress in your life. And that technique is to do a reflection meditation where you take a glance back over your week. If you do this weekly, as we're doing this today, glancing back over this week, or if you do this daily, you could glance back over your day. Many people, including the Dalai Lama, are reported to do this technique daily. Now, when you do this technique, consider the high points as well as when you felt you could improve. Think about how you supported your brain's health this week. And throughout this series, you were guided in each episode, focusing on a specific quality or function of your brain. You focused on concentrating. You focused on remembering. You focused on planning. You focused on being active and engaged, and you also focused on learning, being a constant, lifelong learner. These are ways that you support your brain's health, as well as you discovered how important it was to protect yourself from falls or damaging substances or addictions or habits. So when you put this all together, reflect back over your week. So as you get ready to settle yourself down today and do this reflection meditation, think about what seemed to work well for you this week as you planned and focused and concentrated and remembered and learned, and how did you use your brain in a productive way? Just think back over the high points of your week when you remember doing this. And think about whether or not you found this was easy or it seemed pretty seamless once you started doing it, or that you may have noticed that you already do some of these functions quite well with your brain. So reward and celebrate your wins, what you did differently and new, and also what you already may do. And then as you reflect back over your week, take some time as you do this. Really focus on your wins. And as you focus on what you could do to improve, there's no shame, there's no judgment. It's simply awareness. Learning how to be your best. Learning how to contribute your best qualities to the world. How could you have improved how you used your brain, how you treated your brain? Maybe there was something you regret or something you did where you felt like it was a big fail. But it's not really a fail if you learn a lesson. There are many people who've accomplished great things who have said, in particular, business owners, when employees have made massive mistakes, people thought they would automatically be fired for their massive mistake. But their employers would say, no, actually, that was a very valuable lesson that you'll never do again, likely. And so I would never fire you after you learned such a great lesson. Now you've become even more valuable. So think of yourself in this way. I'm sure you've heard similar stories and situations. So think of how this past week you became more valuable by how you felt you failed or made mistakes, and how this will contribute immensely to how you move forward in your life. Take this into your meditation and into your day, and congratulate yourself. Celebrate the completion of this week's Brain Health series. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. And as always, if you would like to go a little more deeply with your meditations, I offer half-hour guided meditations every day based on the same theme we follow in the podcast here. You can find that on the Sip and Om meditation app. It's SIPANDOM. There you can try for 2 weeks free access to the full app. You get weekly slowdown guides as well as weekly journals with each week's theme. So there you have it. You're all set. You are so worth slowing down for.